Welcome to Eargas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. It's been a few days. We have a podcast this morning, and we're going to have another one tonight. Tonight, I should have the band of brothers back together. That's right, my co-host, Mike Law, and Chef Ron. But for now, I'm coming to you because this is what I want to say. And I don't want them to be held accountable for what I feel in my words, and I don't want to be, you know, seeming to represent how they feel about this situation. I will ask later on tonight when I have them on what are their opinions and feelings, but something's going on here. It's been going on. It's gone on in the past. It's gone on in the present, and it will for sure go on in the future. You see, as long as people are making money, millions and millions of dollars, there will always be somebody there trying to capitalize off of that money that they have earned. In this instance, a black quarterback by the name of Deshaun Watson is being accused by more than 20 women of sexual misconduct, harassment, you know, things of those nature. I'm here to say we can't be so quick to judge. We can't be so quick to point the finger. We can't be so quick to say guilty. Now, if this brother is guilty, we're going to call him guilty. But we also must hear both sides. Now, these women have been getting on TV and, you know, crying, doing the whole spiel. Well, I want you to know it's a lot of good actors out here that do this kind of thing for a professional career. That is their career, to get money wherever they can. The more women come forward, the more believable the story is. Now, have we just fell so far from the truth that we're just willing to accept these lies? And I'm not saying these women are lying, but I'm just saying that there's been no proof. There's been no proof besides what they say. Okay? We haven't heard the other side. Don't you think for one second that these women won't get together and all lie? And I'm not saying they are lying. I'm just saying this has been proven through history to be a way to extort and get money from wealthy guys, wealthy men. For those of you who don't know who Deshaun Watson is the quarterback for the Texans. He's been going through, you know, deals and asking to be traded from the Texans. And then all of this stuff comes about. That's funny. That's ironic. Okay? We all know what kind of state Texas is. Okay, who's to say that this is not a retaliation from him asking to be traded from the team that really still wants him? Listen, I'm not going to guess. I'm just throwing it out there, okay? The brother is making money. The brother is a young man. Black young men who are getting money are not supposed to buck the system. That's what America feels. America feels that way, and they've always felt that way. Not only have they always felt that way, they've always acted upon it. That's why so many rappers and entertainers and athletes get messed up with rape cases and you know, these sexual harassment charges and all of these other kind of charges that fall in between. And it's because America likes the drama. You're not interested in finding out the real truth before you put it out. You put it out and then say it's up to this person to find out the truth, to prove their self to be the credible truth teller in the story. Oh, America, oh, America. Oh, how we love America. The same people who want to see you rise up to the top or be the first people to tear you down and bring you to the bottom. Who is going to side or give our black athletes and entertainers and young men the benefit of the doubt? Now, I know when you go through these situations, they say innocent until proven guilty. Well, coming from a black man, I see it different. I see it as you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. Debate me on it. Debate me on that. They've had this guy on First Take, Undisputed, ESPN, talking about the situation before they even have the evidence. Everybody has an opinion on what should be a private matter until at least both sides of the evidence are submitted. But no, you see, now this is the power they have. This is the trick that people in high places, most who are not colored or have colored people in their circle, play games. They put it out there to sway your vote before the evidence even comes out. Once the evidence comes out, you really don't care anymore because it's been a campaign on bashing the brother. Not just him, I'm talking about all of them. Every athlete or entertainer who's getting money, who has had to go through this, these accusations, should we say, have had to go through. Mystical. Went to jail for rape, got out, they tried to get him again. The evidence wasn't there. Okay? Now they blasted this brother all over the TV and social media for the past couple of weeks. Unfairly. Unjustly. Put these women on the TV screen and you let them cry and try to win over people. So by the time they go to court on the issue, the jurors have really already made up their mind. No matter what somebody's going to say in the courtroom, the picture's already been painted. Okay? It's a shame how we do people in this country, man. I'm sick of it. Now, this was first brought to my attention on First Take, so it's only fair I play the latest clip from First Take. Let's hear what brother Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman have to say about this situation, okay? I want to know what you think about what you're about to hear, okay? Let's go to this clip.
First Take is brought to you by McDonald's, home of crispy, golden, world-famous French fries.
22 women at this point have now filed lawsuits against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, alleging sexual assault and inappropriate behavior. And yesterday, two of them came forward publicly at a news conference. Ashley Solis was the first massage therapist to file a lawsuit against Watson on March 16th, and she opened up yesterday about her experience with the quarterback.
I got into massage therapy to heal people.
Huh? What are you saying? Come on. Let's go.
To heal their minds and bodies.
Having some technical difficulties here, guys. Let's see if we can rectify this situation. See, that's what happened. The devil don't want us to play this clip, but we're gonna get it. The devil can't stop what I'm getting ready to do here. Okay? The devil just can't. We're not gonna let you stop us today, devil. We're not going to let the devil stop us today, y'all. Let's get it right. Somebody help me get this audio figured out, please. They trying not to
bring peace to their souls. Deshaun Watson has robbed me of that. He took that away from me. He tainted a profession in which I take enormous pride. I suffer from panic attacks, anxiety, and depression. I'm in counseling as a result of Deshaun Watson's actions. I hope he knows how much pain he's inflicted on me emotionally and physically. And I hope he knows how much pain he has inflicted on these other survivors. People say that I'm doing this just for money. That is false. I come forward now so that Deshaun Watson does not assault another woman.
Now, there was one other woman who came forward yesterday. She didn't speak personally to the courtroom. She had her lawyer read a letter that she had written. And also something else to note, Nike has just announced that it's suspending its endorsement deal with Watson amid all of these allegations. So, Stephen A., what's your reaction to the latest?
Well, it just gets worse and worse. It's at a point now where this can't go away. You've got 22 cases or 22 allegations against you. That is something that just cannot be ignored. I think Nike is taking the appropriate steps, because when you have these mountain of allegations levied by accusers in the direction of your client, then predictably so, these kind of actions are going to be taken by the corporations that you represent. And that's just that simple. We want to say that Deshaun Watson is innocent until proven guilty. That certainly needs to be said in the United States of America. It's also important to point out that, to my knowledge, none of these are criminal cases. All of these are civil. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Max, Charlie, but I believe all of them are civil. None of them.
He's been charged in any criminal case.
He has not been charged in any criminal case whatsoever. So that obviously raises a red flag, because if you've got these kind of allegations, this mountain of allegations against you, and not one single charge is a criminal charge, and the lawyers already on the record talking about how they tried to negotiate a settlement, but Deshaun Watson refused it. I don't know if it was the lawyer or Deshaun Watson or both of them, but clearly it has been revealed publicly that they tried to reach a settlement and Deshaun Watson refused. And so we take all of those things into consideration. And again, you have to acknowledge it does not look good. You have to acknowledge it looks very, very bad. You have to acknowledge the fact that Nike and anybody else that Deshaun Watson endorses, if they were to drop their affiliation, their association with him, it's definitely apropos at this particular moment in time. How can you do business with a man that has 22 separate allegations of sexual misconduct in some variety levied against him? There's no way you can do business with that person from an advertising or a marketing perspective. The question is, what is the NFL going to do? Because the NFL has been conspicuously quiet in all of this. And even though, again, you're innocent until proven guilty, that has never stopped the NFL from acting before. If you sully or impugn the shield, that gives them cause to step in and say, okay, you might get your money, but we're going to put you on the commissioner's exempt list. Here's where it gets interesting before I hand this off to you, Max Kellerman. There is no evidence whatsoever that the lawyer, Mr. Busby, that represents a lot, if not all of these women, has colluded with the Houston Texans. I want to emphasize that there's no evidence whatsoever, even though there have been people that have thrown out those conspiracy theories. The attorney Busby categorically and emphatically denied such a thing. But in the same breath, there are two scenarios here that need to be thought about. Number one, if you're the Texans, You've been conspicuously quiet in all of this, number one. Number two, not only have you been conspicuously quiet, but this also works to your advantage because what team can legitimately go out there and trade for Deshaun Watson at the time that this is all going down? The answer would be pretty much nobody. The flip side is that if Deshaun Watson is put on a commissioner's exempt list, where that works to his advantage is he doesn't want to play for the Texans anymore, according to him, but you still wanted to get paid. So you could be put on a commissioner's exempt list, still get paid, don't have to play for the Texans, while at the same time buying yourself additional time to prioritize getting these matters resolved. Because clearly being playing football is going to be a very, very difficult thing for the Houston Texans or anybody. Because Deshaun Watson cannot walk into a locker room right now and talk about football. Nobody will allow that. Any place he shows his face, the media is going to ask him about these allegations. And that's going to be all anybody wants to talk about. There's no way that he's going to get away with being inside of a locker room and not talking about these issues every single time he's in front of the media, which obviously would serve as a profound distraction to a football team.
There is a presumption of innocence in our country when you're accused of something, but that does not mean that you ask people to turn their brains off. And listening to Ashley Solis, if that's how you pronounce her name.
Yeah, that's right.
In that news conference, if she's lying, then, or not telling the truth, then she's in the wrong profession. She shouldn't be a masseuse. She should be an actress because she seemed credible and believable to me. That's one woman that we've heard from publicly speaking it. There are 21 others, 22. And there's a tendency, I think, when there's someone as liked as Deshaun Watson, to give that person extra benefit of the doubt. Because when you hear, oh, Deshaun Watson is being charged, you don't want to believe it. First of all, you don't want to believe that something bad happened in the first place. And secondly, no, not Deshaun Watson. And then two and three, but we also are sensitive to the idea that the accuser is often not believed and often turns out, in fact, to not just be an accuser, but a victim in fact. So we're sensitive to that. Well, okay, you don't want to disbelieve what's being said. At the same time, you presume innocence, and you hope that it's not true, Deshaun Watson. And then a second, and a third, and a tenth, and a 15th. 22. 22. Even the strategy of bringing forth the 18 other masseuses who say, no, he did nothing untoward, his behavior was fine. I don't know exactly what that does. It's, you know, you'd think to demonstrate that Deshaun Watson, in a similar situation, has shown not to do criminal stuff or bad stuff. But then the point seems to be there are so many of them, 18, that contradict the other charge, that the more of them there are, the more it proves the point. Really? Because there are 22 who said something untoward did happen. And it seemed to me to be the tactic of a defense that doesn't have a lot to work with. Now, That's all kind of a speculation on my part. And he is presumed innocent or not guilty. And the burden of proof is not with Deshaun Watson. And he will have his chance to clear his name. Remember, early on, he said he's looking forward to the chance to clear his name. But it's to clear his name 22 times and maybe more instances than that, but with 22 different women. I understand the steps that Nike took, and I would be lying if I said, from my point of view, it doesn't look bad and worse for Deshaun Watson, one of my favorite players, Stephen A., before all of this
one of
happened,
our favorite
sure a lot
players.
Of people felt that
Both
way.
Of us.
Most self-employed and 1099 contractors have no idea they can actually qualify for 100% forgivable people.
You don't want to that.
Absolutely, but that can't cloud... Neither that nor the presumption of innocence can cloud our judgment to the point where we turn our brains off. This does not mean he's guilty, but boy, to me it looks like he has a big hill to climb right now.
He has an enormous hill to climb. And guess what, Max?
You know what? Because it's inexplicable, it's unfathomable to most of us that you need 22 different massage therapists and counting. I mean, damn, I don't know anybody that's done that. That's a bit odd. That's a bit odd. Let's say that. Having said all of that, here's the flip side to it. Even though there's 22 cases against him, before all of this came about, just a couple of months ago, Deshaun Watson was considered an individual to have an impeccable reputation. Character was his signature. I mean, not just his playing ability. Talk to anybody at Clemson. Talk to anybody who's known him. Talk to his contemporaries in the National Football League. On a collegiate level, everyone raved about his character. And so that doesn't mean he's innocent. Doesn't mean he's innocent. But what it does mean is that the presumption of innocence shouldn't be that far-fetched. In other words, okay, let's find out. Let's probe, let's investigate, let's see what the facts bear before we jump to any conclusions, because there's nothing in this man's history that says he would be guilty of such a thing. The flip side again to it is that, hey, 22 different massage therapists, damn, bro, I don't know any man that's had that. Not a man. I don't know anybody. So with that being said, I personally believe that the best thing for Deshaun Watson and all parties concerned is for the National Football League to step in, put him on the commissioner's exempt list, because people have been put on that list for less. That way he still gets his money. He doesn't get to play for a team he didn't want to play for anyway. Now, obviously, he can't continue his NFL career until this matter was resolved. But chances were you weren't going to be able to continue to do it anyway with these allegations pouring out against you. So because of that, put him on a commissioner's exempt list. Let him get paid. Buy him time to deal with this matter one way or another over the next year. Meanwhile, he doesn't have to play for the Texans. The Texans could find themselves another quarterback. And he doesn't get to go to another team and compromise the shield of the National Football League because we're inundated with these headlines about it. I'd like to know what you think real quick, Charlie, but that's what I'm thinking. The best order of business is for him to go on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah, I think that someone needs to make some decisions pretty quickly because this situation just keeps escalating. I mean, just weeks ago, we were having this discussion and it was started with just a couple of lawsuits or a couple women coming forward that it just continued.
All right. As I was saying before playing that clip, that devil didn't want me to play that clip. The devil didn't want me to play that clip, but the show will go on, must go on, and we will find a way to play the clips that we need to play on this podcast to get our point across. Deshaun Watson, yeah, he got a hill to climb. Yeah, he got some mountains to climb, but if you're innocent, brother, if you're innocent, young man, put your boots on and climb the mountains. Don't let them do you like this. They do too many of our people like this without any evidence. Evidence is evidence for a reason. It can prove that you've done something. If you can't prove I did something, I wish you stopped talking about it. People said I did things in my life, and the things I done, I'll tell you I done them. I'll tell you I done them. The things I didn't do, I wish they would have stopped talking about it. I got blamed for a lot of things in life I didn't do because people kept talking. They ran off with the truth, or they ran off with a lie, and made it whatever they wanted to make it. This should be illegal in America. That's what I'm saying to you. Should be illegal in America, man. You can take a man's name, drag it through the mud, whether true or false, get headlines without any consequence. Hell, by the time I prove I'm innocent, the damage is done. The man losing money. The man losing sponsors. The man losing everything he got. Is that fair to people in America? That's what's supposed to be the greatest country in the world? Does that not mean something to you? Let me tell you something. If a man with that much money and that much fame can be under fire like this, what do you think is happening on an everyday basis with these people who have no money to defend or fight off the media? What do you think is happening to them? Huh? I can tell you what's happening to them. They're going to jail. They're getting killed. On and on and on. Need I say more? They're being fired. This is what this country is doing. Now, like I said before, I'm not saying he didn't do it. I don't know if he did it. Never met the man a day in my life. What I am saying, though, is can we hear the evidence? Can we see the evidence? Can we hear both sides before we jump on a person? Now, if you did it, brother, shame on you. You need everything that's coming to you. I hope you get everything that's coming to you if indeed you did it. But I've seen this way too many times in America. Well, we blame and we take the truth and smear it and twist it and turn it. And we take a lie and we run with it. I've seen it way too many times. That's what I'm saying. Nothing else. It's a lot of people, man, behind bars right now because people decided they could gang up and get a little money. Like they said, like they pointed out, nothing's criminal being charged against this man. But don't you think these accusations can make some money for somebody? Oh, yeah. It can make a lot of people rich just for saying something out of their mouth. If I could take a man's livelihood because you said it happened and it didn't happen and you don't have any proof, then hell, we in some trouble. Not just him, us, we, everybody. It could be you next time. What will you say then? Tell me what you would say. What would you do in a situation like this? And then your lawyer's telling you, don't comment, don't speak. It could be held against you. Hell, if I'm innocent, I want to speak. I want to talk about it. But see, these lawyers are with these big corporations, and they all in the same circle, and they all trying to see how we can help each other just get a little piece of the pie. Yeah. You don't think your lawyer have to talk with their lawyer? You're a fool if you think that. Listen, man, it's just funny to me that these famous celebrities who have great reputations, and I'm not saying they're incapable of doing these things, but it's just funny how everybody come out at the same time. Is what I'm saying. You don't hear about one here, 2 years later you hear about this. That's something different. We talking about people banding together, making statements together, corroborating each other's stories at the same time. You don't think something's funny about that? You don't think something's fishy about that? Women, I'm just telling you, if this stuff happened to you, man, I'm sorry it happened to you. And like I said, I hope the brother gets everything that the world has coming to him. If he's guilty, let's crucify him. Okay, let's crucify him. Let's nail him to his own cross and crucify the brother. He deserved it if he did it. But you all have shown no proof. Have you shown any messages, any camera footage, anything? No. The answer is no. I'm telling you the answer is no. It hasn't been shown to us yet. You see, we live in a country, man. Well, we just thrive on all the negativity. We're in a negative time in the United States of America right now. We're in a negative time, man. The negativity beats out the positivity 10 to 1. 9 times out of 10, the negativity is going to be repeated, rehearsed, sold way more times than the truth will be, because Brother Charlemagne from the Breakfast Club has this saying: who cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining? See, you can go all kind of ways with the lie. See, you're going to twist it, you're going to turn it, but the truth, you can't do that to the truth. The truth is the truth. It will stay the same. The lie, you can do whatever you want to do with it. Deshaun Watson, man, if you're guilty, brother, you've let us down as a community and as a representative of the community of African-American people. You let yourself down. You let yourself down. And see, people with money, when you get you some money, you got to be more careful than ever before, man. You got to be more careful than ever before, because this country doesn't like to see people of color. When I say people of color, that's not just for the African-American community. This is for all people of color. They don't like to see you winning. Especially when you're bucking the system they want you to stay in. So you have to be very, very careful on what choices and decisions you make. There's no way you needed all those masseuse or massage people giving you massages. I understand you travel, you're in different states. Man, get you a personal one. One who goes where you go. A lot of times we don't commit the crimes, but we give the opportunity for the lies to be told on us. That's right. In this country, we do. I've done it. You've done it. James has done it. Tammy's done it. Tommy has done it. We've all done it at some point in our life, but we're human. So these mistakes will happen, but we have to learn from them. So for all of you guys who are going to be in the NFL, or NBA, or a movie star, or a lawyer, learn from watching Deshaun Watson. If he is innocent, learn from this. Learn what not to do. Learn how not to get caught up in the mayhem, in the foolishness. Okay? See, sometimes you can watch other people and learn what to do and what not to do at the same time. See, I could watch you crash into a wall and know not to drive that speed and take that route you took to crash. Okay? Football is the least of this man's worries right now. He got a whole nation gunning for him. Like I said, man, if you innocent, bro, if you innocent and you really innocent, brother, put on them boots and walk that mountain, man. Climb that mountain. Prove them. Prove them all wrong. And it's a shame, man, that the law says guilty until proven innocent, but y'all will slander a person's name. You will cut a man down so bad that it don't matter if he proven innocent By the time he's proven innocent, the world turned on him. One thing I know about it, when the world turn on you, there's so many stubborn people in the world, when they prove you innocent, they'll never love you again because they don't want to admit they were wrong about you. They don't want to admit that. Hey, man, I'm going to take a break right quick. When I come back, we're going to check out some more clips on this Deshaun Watson story, okay? Hang in there. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hang in there with us. Don't go anywhere. We love you. We respect you. I'm not upset. I'm just venting. Just getting it off. It's a case. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. Thanks for hanging on. Thanks for continuing to listen. We took a break. A much needed break. We were talking about Deshaun Watson on this episode. You know, tragedy is always amongst us. And Deshaun Watson is no different. See, men with money often tend to have these kind of problems. It's their job not to let themselves fall victim. We're going to go to a clip right now from Jalen and Jacoby. They're talking about it. Let's hear what they had to say about it.
More bad news for Texans fans and Deshaun Watson. Two of the 22 accusers of sexual misconduct at the hands of Watson have come out and spoke publicly, and the NFL is taking it very seriously, and they're investigating, and Nike has now suspended their relationship with Watson. Jalen, with all of this going on, do you think Watson will play on an NFL field in week one?
I don't, Jacoby. I think at this point, it's best for all parties involved, Deshaun Watson, the NFL, and the obviously with the accusers, is to take a step back and allow him to get this sorted out before football even becomes the focus. As these numbers continue to add up, I think that's the best course of action for each side.
Yes, as the more details come out and the more I read about this, just the more serious and disgusting the accusations are against Watson. I think that through the investigation and through the civil suit, the NFL will eventually end up suspending him. I don't know if they will, but I think they will eventually. And he will not play week one, whether it's for the Texans or another team. Jalen, moving on.
Now, let me ask you a question. Why should this man be suspended if indeed he's found innocent? If no proof is given to this man or about this man, why should he be suspended? See, this is what is going on in this country. Even if you're accused, you can be punished. You could be punished without proof. You're losing endorsements. A lot of these athletes and people make more from endorsements than they do playing the actual sport that they play. Okay? That's true. That's true.
Two of the 22 women who have filed lawsuits against Deshaun Watson went public with their identities during a news conference yesterday, speaking out about the alleged inappropriate behavior from the Texans quarterback. Ashley Solis read a statement about her experience, and then a lawyer representing Lauren Baxley read a statement on her client's behalf. Take a listen.
I am a survivor of assault and harassment. Deshaun Watson is my assaulter and my harasser. Deshaun Watson assaulted and harassed me on March 30th, 2020, in my own home, doing what I love most, massage therapy.
When you confirmed that you were ready for your massage, I entered the room and was both shocked and sickened to find you completely nude, face down. I did not want to touch you, but my terror kept me in autopilot, and I continued to the best of my ability to give you therapeutic treatment. But at this point, it was clear that's not what you were seeking.
Hard to watch. Shannon, what impact?
Now, before we listen to any more of this clip, if you threaten, if you're afraid, and you can get out of the situation, why wouldn't you get out of the situation? Once again now, I'm not taking sides. I'm just asking the question. If I'm afraid, I feel uncomfortable, and there's a chance for me to get out of there, I don't care if it's in my own home or whatever, I'm going to leave. But you continue to do what you were doing to this man. Does that make sense to you guys? Huh? I'm just asking the question now, not assuming. These are the things that I think about in my mind. And another thing, when I watch all of these accusers, and not only on this case, but on a lot of cases, they up there crying, but I don't see tears. I don't see tears. It's a lot of good actors in this world, y'all. And again, I'm not saying they're lying. I'm just saying I don't see tears. You can cry, but I don't see tears. What's going on? Am I the only one who's ever noticed this? Have any of you noticed this?
Will these public statements have?
I think where we are right now, Skip, everybody deserves the benefit of the doubt. But I think because the pendulum was so far one way before the Me Too movement, Skip, is that the man always got the benefit of the doubt and the woman was never believed. And now the pendulum has swung so far, everybody automatically believes that she's telling the truth and no one wants to believe the man. So I think the thing for me is that, Skip, what I try to do when I hear a case, I always pretend like I'm a juror. I try to hold out, I try to withhold one way or another. Let me hear everything. Let me hear all the facts. I don't want to get caught up in a victim's impact statement, because you got to be careful with that, Skip, because, you know, they're crying and they're emotional and maybe they've been traumatized. So I don't want to jump to any conclusion. And so what I'm going to do, I'm staying right here in the middle. Everybody's going to have their day in court. Now, we know who some of these women are. They're going to have to give their statement to Deshaun's investigators. And I don't know if they turn the statement over to the police. I'm sure the police investigators and they're going to have to do all that. But for me, Skip, I'm not so sure that there are some that says he did it. There's some over here that says, nah, I don't know about all that. And then there's some that says, OK, I'm just going to wait and see. But I think what Deshaun has working against him is just the sheer volume. And they're telling the very similar story. It's almost like a modus operandi. That's the method in which you operate. He did this. He says, okay, I need a massage. And when they get there, you know, and I guess that's the, for lack of a better word, I guess lure is such a sordid meaning behind it. But I guess that's how he gets the women to come to him, or he is allowed to go into their space by a massage. Mm-hmm. But for me, Skip, I'm going to stay right where I am. I'm going to give Deshaun the benefit of the doubt, although it's getting harder and harder because the women, more and more women are coming forward. Yep. And so I'm going to wait till he has his day in court. I'm going to wait till Rusty Harden, his investigators, get an opportunity to talk to these women. Because I'm sure, look, the lady, one of the attorneys was reading a statement that she was that one of the massage therapists was upset that Deshaun was naked on the table. You know, for me, I would have just said, well, Deshaun, I don't do naked massages. And so this commences this session. Mm. And but for whatever reason, she said she felt paralyzed by fear. Autopilot took over. Like I said, I've never been an assault victim. So, Skip, I can't speak to that, what transpires in a woman's body and how trapped they seemed at the time. But for me, I'm not going to get caught up into the victim's impact statement, because I think Deshaun, I'm going to give Deshaun the benefit of the doubt until he has his day in court. Mm-hmm. And then whatever they decide, I'm going to live with that also.
Okay. I hear you. We are still trying this case in the court of public opinion.
But that's what they want.
That, for now, is what this is. Hopefully they'll have their days, as you say, in real court.
Yes.
These are all still accusations and allegations.
Correct.
But I must say, as just a viewer, just a bystander watching this unfold, that testimony that we just saw on camera from Ashley Solis was compelling and convincing.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, Rusty Harden, now the attorney for Deshaun Watson, a celebrity attorney who's defended athletes at the highest levels, immediately responded that Ashley Solis was one of the women who came forward early on.
Sought settlement.
And sought $100,000 in what Rusty Hardin termed hush money. The point of that is, money or no money, that does not diminish the fact that she says that she was so psychologically and emotionally damaged from her encounter with Deshaun that is still deeply affecting her life. Mm-hmm. So let's not diminish that as just seeking hush money. And to your point, we now have 22 civil cases filed. We have reportedly another woman who went straight to the police with her allegations. Mm-hmm. And just the gravity, the mass of the impact.
The groundswell of women that's coming forward.
Is disturbing at the very least. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look good for Deshaun.
No.
And by the way, Nike has now suspended their endorsement deal with Deshaun.
Right.
No big shock there. And after these two women have come forward and gone public with their allegations yesterday, it obviously increases the pressure on the National Football League to do something.
Yeah.
And we both said they're in a tough spot here because right. they're sort of waiting to see how it's playing out.
Well, I read that the NFL said their investigators would talk to the women.
Okay.
But Skip, if the NFL is going to intervene, it's going to be more than two games.
Well, the first order of business might be to put Deshaun on that exempt list, just to take him out of the NFL mix for
right.
a while, to say, you're there until we figure out exactly where this
right.
is all headed.
Correct.
And I think we all believe that Deshaun's tradability is getting close to zero at this moment.
Yes.
Until this all sorts itself out.
Yeah, they're
going
to probably end up having to give him away. What they thought they could get three first-round picks, Skip, they're going to be in a situation where they're going to be asking you, like, hey, if you come pick him up, you can have him.
Okay. And to your point about a suspension, if, in fact, the Houston Texans do want to hang on to him and want him to be their franchise quarterback, there's been a lot of, obviously,
yeah,
PR
damage. Yeah, I think he's going to have to get a change of venue. I don't think
maybe.
He can stay there. I don't think he can be in the state in Houston. I don't think he can be in the state of Texas. I think that's over, especially with all these allegations that's coming out. And, Skip, you make a very compelling point. Allegations is not guilt. So let's just let it play out. And I understand, Skip, there's a lot of women saying, a lot of them saying the very same thing of how it happened and what transpired. But for me, that's just an accusation.
Okay. And both of these women yesterday expressed that they had some shame that they didn't come forward sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And that is often the case with
right.
these victims.
Right.
So keep all of that in perspective. Because it's difficult. We're on a debate show here, so there's nothing to debate here.
No.
But this is also a very important story.
Yeah.
And
this is serious.
It is extremely serious.
And where we are now, Skip, and where we probably should have always been.
Yeah.
But where we are now, there's no more, she knew or she dressed and she had it. There's none of that. There's none of that. That position of power. And if you're in a position of power, that you should use that power. And so for me, it's just hard because, like I said, what we thought we knew about Deshaun Watson, how well do you actually know a person, Skip? How well do we? We thought we did, and he still might be the guy that we thought we knew. But there's a lot of, but this is that he put himself in a very,
yep.
he put himself in this position. He did. And so.
I told you the first day, I was a Deshaun fan as a quarterback
yeah.
on the field.
Right.
And if you'd brought me a list of 100 NFL players the first day this story broke and said, which of these players
right.
would be involved in this,
mm-hmm.
I would have ranked Deshaun at the bottom of that list.
Right.
And I would have been wrong.
Right. So it's just,
yep.
it's sad. I hate the women. This is true. They had to go through this. If it's not true, I hate Deshaun is being dragged for this. But he's never Skip, he'll never be Deshaun Watson. When the allegation first came out,
yep.
he'll never be that the same Deshaun Watson before. He'll never be that guy again.
On that, we agree.
All right. We heard a couple of different clips, man. And all I can say on this ending note Let's just take our time on judging people with no evidence. If the brother's wrong, he's wrong, and let's crucify him to his cross when we find out he's wrong. If he's right and these women are lying, we need to crucify them on the cross as well, because this happens to too many people in this country. It's almost like the prison system. How many people do you know in jail for something they didn't do, and it was all because somebody said they did it with no evidence? Hundreds of thousands of cases. We have to do better as a country, as a United States of America. You hear that? United States. But I'm feeling like these states aren't so united, man. I'm feeling like people can just say what they want to say, and they let the people who are going to take it as truth, or the people who see a opportunity to make some money off stories, just run with it. That is unacceptable, man. That is unacceptable in what is supposed to be called the best country in the world. And I'm going to leave on that note. But as I said, I'm not taking anybody's side, the woman or Deshaun Watson. Whoever's wrong needs to be held accountable. But we must see the proof. We must see the proof before we judge anybody. If it swings this way or that way, all we want is the truth. That's what Ear Gas is about. This show is about the truth. And we're not going to start lying now. Listen, I want to say thank you to all of you who took the time out to listen to this show. Love you, respect you, honor you, and we've expanded. I think we're in 24, 25 countries now. That is a miracle. That is a blessing. Maybe not for you all, but for me, a guy who started this podcast by himself, with a little recorder in a little space, to be in 25 countries is a miracle to me. I never thought it'd be this big. And it's all because of you, the listener. So I want to say hats off to you. Kudos. I love you. We'll see you later. We'll talk to you later. Hey, man, send those questions in. Send those answers in. Give me a call, a text, a tweet. Let me know what you want to hear me talk about. And hopefully we can get these other co-hosts on tonight. Until next time, Ear Gas.